Are you the guest tonight?
From the shores of the MGM Grand Garden in beautiful downtown Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the Bing and Bong Show with special guest. And now, here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Whoa! The last show of the year.
Look who's here!
Look who beamed down from the Enterprise.
Wow, it's so good to see you.
Hello, boys.
Hello, hello, goddess.
How are you?
Good. Good.
How are you? Would
you like a mic?
I don't think so.
They take that mic away. Anyway.
Mooney, do you know my lovely wife?
Mike Mooney. Very nice to meet you.
You.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you here.
I'm going to let you get on with the show.
Okay.
I have a lot of people waiting.
I know you do. You got a lot of guests there tonight.
Have
okay. Yeah, don't spend it all at the crap table.
Done.
Speaking.
Whoa.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Been a while since she's been out on tour.
Since she's beaten down, isn't it?
So,
as Gomer, Gomer said to Andy, surprise, surprise. What? Here we are.
Here we are.
All right. Here we are.
Last show of the season.
Best.
Nice show.
Yeah. From where?
From where?
MGM Grand.
MGM Grand.
Yeah.
We didn't give up on this place.
No.
We like this. We like the old building.
We like the old building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good energy here. Always a great crowd.
Always good energy. That good size room. But we got a problem here tonight.
What's your problem?
The problem is DJ Master Frank. It's so popular now at the pre-show that we're going to have to wait a while for the crowd to get in. He's holding up our show.
It was packed in there, in the hospitality.
Captivating. Did you go out there?
I did. I went there early, and he was rocking.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was.
Did they get the smoke machine going?
I don't know if they got the smoke.
They had it buried in the production truck or something.
They're going to be primed for you guys. Ready to roll.
We're ready to give it up.
Boy, I tell you, we like playing here. Anyway, let's get some viewer mail.
Viewer mail, okay.
All right, here we go.
We had a bad viewer mail the last time.
Well, you're not going to be happy with this one either.
I don't know. The universe wasn't in sync with Bing and Bong on that one.
Hickey.
What?
Anyway.
Well, he was the one.
Brian Dawson.
I'm going to listen carefully to these questions tonight.
Bing and Bong, okay.
Brian Dawson from?
It doesn't have that. Brian Dawson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Henderson, Nevada.
Okay, Henderson. Okay.
Henderson, Nevada.
All right, let's go. Bing and Bong. Do you bet on red or black in Vegas? What did you bet on that time at the roulette table? I remember you dropping that.
64 red.
And he won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a red guy too.
Yeah, we're red.
Yeah, we're red.
You'll be putting some
It's a game of skill, that roulette.
Yeah, right.
You gotta
this is what you did. Yeah. You went, fuck it. Here, put it there.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's all it was.
Woo!
And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Chris McKinnon.
Yes.
Bing and Bong, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Halloween candy?
Yeah, come on.
As a kid,
candy corn.
Candy
corn?
See, I can remember that, yeah. It was probably really nutritional, too.
Yeah,
good for you.
It's
no sugar, gluten-free.
Corn syrup, yeah.
Corn syrup. Candy corn.
Thousands of them.
I probably ate thousands of them.
Dentist office.
What did they have?
I think dentists made them.
I think so.
I don't know.
All right, Mike, you're 2 for 2. What else you got?
This is good.
Jason from Dallas.
Yes.
Now we got Bing and Bong. What do you remember about playing Vegas for the first time years ago?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Honest to God, it was the Aladdin.
That's exactly right.
It used to be. Where did it used to be?
By the airport.
They blew it up after
we were done with it. Yeah. They spelled my name wrong. The letters came down on the board. That's where we,
Steve Wynn was running that.
No, he came to that show.
He came to that show?
Yes, the Aladdin.
The Aladdin.
And as you meant, what do I remember about it? Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Who opened up for you?
Come on.
I'm going to Les Dudek. Dudek and Finnegan. What was Mike Finnegan. Yeah, what was the name of that band?
Come on.
You don't remember them?
I don't remember.
You don't remember them?
I don't remember anything either from that show.
Were you there? Or was it your brother?
I don't remember.
None of us remember. Throw that question out.
Throw that question.
Yeah, get rid of that question.
It's no radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Bing and Bong.
Yes.
All right, this is from Jane Foreman. out of Dublin, Paris, and Santa Barbara, in the past month, what was your favorite venue to play?
I can't say that. They were all, we were talking about it. We've been a whole year here. We, you know, there are some shows that are better. Things go up, things go down, but there hadn't been a really bad show on this whole run. That's the way I think.
I like them all.
Speaking of all of those wonderful shows, starting with Santa Barbara and backing up.
Yeah, I liked them all too.
Yeah, I'm just glad everybody's still coming and appreciates what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
all of us out here, right, gang?
This is a loaded
question.
That's right.
All right, hey. The road dogs are rumbling tonight.
Yes, Pharaoh.
All right, this is from Matthew Berry. Bing and Bong, will you play somewhere New Year's Eve, please?
Not scheduled yet, but you never can tell.
You heard it right here on the Bing and Bong show.
Yeah, you never know.
Could be Vegas.
I have been known to pop up at a particular bar that I frequent on a small island in the French Caribbean. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. You've gotten in costume.
When?
Well, on that, in that, but that's during Mardi Gras.
That's Mardi Gras. No, that was when I went as Jimi Hendrix.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, had the left-handed guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, had a wig.
Everything.
Okay.
You know, I will dress up on Mardi Gras.
I know that.
Yeah. It's in my jeans. Oh no!
I lost your mic.
Wardrobe
now. Oh God! Last tour, microphone's out.
You need some help there.
No, I do. I got it.
Stretch.
We got two minutes. Let's stretch this. You know, it's so good. We've had a successful year, another successful run.
Yep. And you know what we're going to do next year, though? We're going to have, this is the last show of the infamous Son of a Sailor tour that's going on for several years.
So what's the new tour? We're putting that to bed. What's the new tour going to be called?
I'm not going to say today.
I thought we talked about that. In rehearsal.
No, I just said it was over. Did I already tell them?
Yeah.
Did I mention it? Yeah. Did I write it up? Did I send an email?
You'd have. It's in page six.
The album's called Slack Tide.
Slack Tide. All right.
Things happen. Okay. That's when all the creatures quit fighting and eating each other. It's slack tide. They just kind of rest a little bit. And then when it gets high tide, they go back to raising hell.
Slack Tide 2020.
Yeah, that's coming your way.
That's the tour and an album will be there.
A new album's coming out.
We're going to make an album. Very excited about that.
That's going to be great. That's going to be really good.
So we'll be working. We're working on it as we speak.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was being worked on today, in fact.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Always working, you guys.
Yeah, always working.
Never stopping.
Speaking of working.
It's time to go.
Well, there we go.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Let's take these Radio Shack microphones off.
Stan, how much these cost?
We'll see you next time.
All right, we'll see y'all next time. I'm Bing and Bong.
Thank you so much. Oh, good. What's going on there? Test 1, 2, 3. Okay.